Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Broncos head coach Vic Fangio has named Teddy Bridgewater their week one. Drew Lock.
That's boring.
Woo!
Give me the Lock roller coaster, man.
Check down city, here we come.
Dude, I made a cut up one time of Teddy Bridgewater, like his first start with the Saints. And I don't think he threw a pass beyond 5 yards. I don't want to watch that. It's 2020. Like, just like as a, in, like, that's perfectly fine. If you think that's going to win you football games, okay, cool. Good for you, Fangio. It's not fun to watch.
I get it. It's not exciting. I'm always in favor of give the ball to the YOLO quarterback, the Fitzpatricks, the Jameis Winstons. I want to see those guys just rifle the football down the field with just disregard for everything that's going on. But I do like to root for Teddy Bridgewater. Like, he's had such an impressive story coming back from that devastating injury. He's just like the nicest dude in the NFL. I root for Teddy Bridgewater, and the Broncos have a legitimately really, really talented offense. And so he had some success last year with the Panthers and that Joe Brady offense and DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. And now he's got Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, Javonte Williams. I actually like Teddy Bridgewater this season a little bit.
He did make some impressive throws. I'm not going to lie. He had a nice little corner route. And then he does play with anticipation and blah, 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 blah. But we know when it's third and six, when it's second and long or whatever, he's going to that check down. That's who he is. So if you're KJ Hamler, if you're Jerry Jeudy, like if you're these explosive wide receivers who can run, wouldn't you rather play with Lock knowing that you have a better chance to get the ball down the field?
I mean, does Vic Fangio need to worry about his job then? Like if we're not competing at all this year, I think the Broncos are headed in the right direction, but they could have drafted Justin Fields and they took a cornerback who I think that he's a very talented player, but he's not a quarterback, and that's the biggest problem this roster has.
And you're probably going to have to draft a quarterback next year, but you're probably not going to be high enough to draft that because Teddy's probably going to have them in a good spot. But like, are they going to win double-digit games? Like, is Teddy's ceiling that high? Like, to be fair, they have a really, really talented roster.
Yeah, they also brought in Ronald Darby.
That's the other one, Darby.
I think the Broncos defense has potential to be a top five defense. Like if everybody's healthy, their secondary is one of the deeper secondaries in the NFL and their offensive weapons are there. Their offensive line can be questionable. I like Teddy, and I think Teddy's a safe choice here, but Teddy certainly doesn't put you over the top when you're in the same division as the Chiefs. Oh, and the Chargers are coming with Justin Herbert.
Relative to the other jobs in the league, right? How tough is Denver? Because your weakest opponent is the Raiders, who have John Gruden on a forever contract, and Derek Carr isn't bad, right? So that's your easiest in-division game. That's a tough pick.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.